Robert Grace, Wanna Love, it's Beat 102 and 103. Well, last but not least this morning, it is our very own Donal O'Donoghue with some TV picks, including Orange is the New Black. If you haven't given up on it already, as I have, it is back on Netflix and lots, lots more. Hello to you, Donal.
Hey, Orla, how you doing?
Have you given up on Orange is the New Black yet?
The first season was very, very good. I really liked it. But I dip in now and again, just keep basically up to date on what's happening, you know.
Yeah.
As you said there, season five is back. It was back last Friday. The whole season dropped, as I say, on Friday. And I don't know, did you watch season four?
No, I watched season one and then it just got really too farcical for me.
Okay. Well, season four ended with a prison riot. One of the main characters, Boosie, was crushed to death. So basically, the Litchfield prison, which where it's set, major prison riot. So season five takes off exactly from that point, and it's 13 episodes, and it's over 3 days. So basically, it's like almost like real time, you know. So it's like the prison riot's going on. You've got the sadistic warden Humphreys is facing down the barrel of a gun. You have the riot police at the gates. Basically, you have the media of the country at the gates, and then you have this huge tense scene happening within the prison ward itself. You
so
know?
Set over how many days?
It's set over 3 days.
Okay.
13 episodes over 3 days, so the whole thing kicks off. The whole thing, it is kicked off in season four. You've got Daya, the character Daya, who's got a gun trained on Humphrey. Will he get killed? Who knows? It's funny, actually, because he's a major character, Humphrey, obviously, the sadistic prison warden.
Okay.
Someone's actually worked this out. I don't know why they do this, but they actually have worked out the fact that what is the odds of Humphrey getting killed? He's a major character. And they've worked out that the strike ratio for major characters, it probably won't happen because there was a major character, Poosie, who was killed in the last season, so he probably won't be killed. That's basically
so who is that other character, Poosie?
Poosie. This is the character. She was crushed to death. By Bailey, actually.
Okay.
Accidentally crossed the dead by Bailey. She was one of the girls. I just watched a bit of last season, and I was actually...
Because it's all getting very confusing.
I am getting very confused. I've met the cast and the crew. You know the woman who plays Red, Kate Mulgrew?
Yes.
She has very strong Irish connections. I met her last year. This is totally called tangential. She's actually writing a novel. She said she was spent a lot of time in the west of Ireland writing a novel. She didn't tell me what the novel was about. I'm sure it wasn't set in a prison. But she's still working it. But she's a character. She plays the character of Red, who is a quite a larger in life character.
Okay, very
and
good.
I think you are right. I think there are elements of Orange is the New Black which have kind of got almost like cartoon comic book elements.
Totally.
You know.
And do you know what, when you say about the whole 3 day thing, it smacks very much of, you know, the sort of stunts that Grey's Anatomy pull.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. It's a little bit jumping the shark, I find.
Yeah, they have to. Well, maybe they don't. It's still very popular. It's still Netflix's most popular original TV show of all time. But it does, to me, actually, as well, this is like the tricksy element of let's do something different and let's have a real-time series where over 13 episodes we have 3 days of action where, you know, you have to basically watch it because it's like it's all happening there at once, you know. So, yeah, maybe it is a bit of the jumping the shark thing. We'll see.
Yeah, let's see. Well, it's there for you to binge on this Sunday afternoon if you haven't done so already. It was released on Friday. Orange is the New Black, season 5, you say?
Season 5, yeah, 13 episodes. If you want to binge, you can binge right through the day,
that
right through the
crazy.
Night.
That is crazy. All right, lots of people are going to be very excited about the return of Poldark tonight at 9 o'clock on BBC One and our very own Aidan
Turner.
Yes.
Yeah, I met Aidan last year at the Monte Carlo TV Festival.
Oh, was he lovely?
He was lovely. In fact, I met all of the cast, actually, most of the cast of Poldark, actually. And Aidan was like the most... I've never seen a man more reticent to appear in front of the media. He was like... What he did was like... He was in front of us. He was with Demelza and the other characters.
In a nice way or in a bit of
in a nice way, okay. But he was going like... Like at one stage, he knocked the microphone over, and I thought like a deliberate attempt not to answer any questions, and he couldn't find it, the microphone, allegedly.
Aww.
But I think... at the time, he was mooted to play James Bond along with a million other people. I think that's gone off the boil. You know, who's going to be the next 007? Aidan Turner.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
No.
Did you know that?
Never.
Well, he was at the time strongly tipped to play the next James Bond. But I mean, that rumor's kind of diffused since then.
I'm sure he'll be back after tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he'll be in the Daily Mail first thing tomorrow with his top off, and it'll be
back. Absolutely. Because I asked Aidan last year, I said, Aidan, because you know the whole thing about the shirtless bit and in season one, this is season three starting to start now. And I said, hey, in season two, I have to ask this question. Like, and I felt bad because he hates answering it. I asked him the shirtless question. He goes, well, actually, season two is like set in the autumn, like, and it's like really cold, so it's unlikely if it'll happen. And then I look at the trailer, and the first thing we see in the trailer, he goes down the mine, and he's in the mine. He goes, ooh, they're very hot and sweaty down here. I think I'd get my shirt off. Have you seen that? That was
no, but they
two.
Know their audience, Donal.
So he rips his shirt off. So season three, actually, which which picks up with did you watch season two?
No, I've seen none of this. I've only seen the shirtless pictures.
Oh, the shirtless picture. Well, yeah. Well, maybe sometimes that's enough. Well, season two ended with Aidan's character, Ross Poldark, and the relationship with Imelda with his wife was kind of on a rocky patch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So their season three begins them now trying to patch up their relationship.
Wearing no top.
Apparently they've been told there is no shirtless pieces in our shirtless appearances or non-appearances in season three.
Well then, what is the point, Donal? Well,
you're not going to watch it, is that it?
No,
oh my God, Orly, you're so fickle.
I am.
You're so fickle.
Tonight, 9 p.m, BBC One, if you fancy Poldark with clothes. Thursday, Riviera, Sky Atlantic, 9 o'clock. Is this one of these other must-watch American series?
Riviera actually is a very strong Irish content.
Okay.
The original, this is an idea, this is a thriller, well actually it's a lot of things, it's a thriller, I've seen the first four episodes actually, it's a thriller, it's thrillers, detective drama, it's a family drama, it's like a lot of things, but it's actually quite good, it's quite intriguing, it's set on the Riviera, surprise, surprise, and it's about a very wealthy family and the shenanigans that are there, and also about the corrupt elements that's underneath the superficial glitzy element of the Riviera. I mean, it's all really about the terrible things that rich people do to each other.
Oh, and I like the sound of that.
The Irish element is, the original idea came from the brain of Paul McGuinness, the former U2 manager.
Mm-hmm.
The story was then created by Neil Jordan and developed.
Wow.
And John Bamville has a hand in the writing of it.
Wow, isn't that a real case of when you're in the know, you're in the know?
You're in the know, exactly. And although, curiously, Neil Jordan doesn't direct any of the episodes. There's a different director on that, and a batch of writers as well. Now, that might sound like a total euro pudding, but actually, having watched, as I said, four episodes, it's actually quite well put together, and it's quite twisty. And the main character of Georgina, who she plays the wife of this extremely wealthy, well, he's a billionaire, not giving it away, but in the first episode, he seems to meet a very sticky end when the yacht he's on, the super yacht he's on, blows up. So then she finds out all the things about her husband that she didn't know. I mean, the fact that he's involved in all the shady dealings and all this stuff. And each episode kind of brings an extra twist. And you go, hang on a second. Did I really know the man I've been married to for the last year? Julia Stiles plays the main character. I spoke with her recently.
Oh, I've seen the ads for this. Yes.
I haven't seen the ads. Yeah, yes. Julia Stiles plays the main character of Georgina. And she's quite good, actually. She's a good actress and she plays very well. And you know the evil guy from Game of Thrones? Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay, well... It's lost on you then. Well, the evil guy from Game of Thrones, the sadistic guy, he's actually in this as a character as well. He's actually quite a nice person.
Okay, good stuff. That is quite Riviera nice. Thursday, 9 p.m. on Sky Atlantic. I have to say, Donal, you are on a roll with the TV tips. I have been loving everything you have suggested. The Bill Cosby documentary last week was brilliant.
Yeah.
I have recorded the last episode of Paula. I'm going home right now to watch it.
Oh, fantastic.
It was only two episodes I've seen. They were brilliant.
Yeah,
I wish there was more. You are on a roll, so I thoroughly trust your three suggestions. This week, that is Orange is the New Black, Netflix for your binge. Tonight, Poldark, 9 p.m. on BBC One, and then on Thursday, Riviera, 9 p.m. on Sky Atlantic. Have a great rest of your Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Laura. Take care.